impact. What are you doing to me? What is going on? Welcome to episode 56 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. Now, I have to admit that I was not excited for this episode of Impact this week after this last Saturday's Hard to Kill pay-per-view. You guys know I hated the pay-per-view. I know that's a strong word, but that's really how I felt, which is unfortunate because they had a lot of extra eyes on the product for that pay-per-view, and I think they really missed the mark there. Unfortunately, as I'm reading online, Impact has experienced record low viewership ratings for this episode of Impact, and I'm not terribly surprised because I think a lot of people were left disillusioned after watching Hard to Kill, just like I was. But you guys know I'm a self-admitted mark, and I will tune in, but I don't think a lot of people are like me, and I think they couldn't be bothered. And that's kind of unfortunate because this week on Impact, it was pretty good. They switched directions a little bit, got to see some new faces, some old faces. It was quite entertaining, so it's kind of unfortunate. But this is kind of what you get when you have an inconsistent product like Impact is, unfortunately. They've been kind of on a roll. But man, their history with this is not good. They're just not consistent. And I'm afraid we're going down that path again. But they did do a good job tonight. So hopefully they're on the rebound. But with no further ado, let's get into this. This is the Impact episode for January 19th, 2021. Now, on the Hard to Kill pre-show, Madison Rayne retired, as we know. Her husband and commentary partner, Josh Matthews, has been promoted to senior producer. So it looks like our new commentary team going forward is going to be Matt Stryker and D'Lo Brown. So we start off this episode with footage from last Saturday after Hard to Kill. Don Callis is with Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers backstage. He congratulates them on their victory and tells them they made history yet again. Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers head to the hotel, but Don Callis stops to talk to the camera. He says he's taking a hike to take care of some business in Jacksonville. He says that Kenny Omega and the Invisible Hand will be back. We just need a little bit of patience. And he also tells us not to think, just feel. We then go to an opening match. It is Eric Young with Violent by Design, Joe Doering and Diener versus Rhino with Cousin Jake in his corner. Rhino is carrying the Call Your Shot trophy down to the ring, which I thought was really odd because he hasn't done that in the past since he's won it. It was odd to me. Is this just a reminder that he has it? I'm not sure, but Rhino on the attack at the start of this. Eric Young rolls out of the ring. Cousin Jake throws Eric Young back in. Eric Young with a thumb to the eye and a low blow, which obviously the ref didn't see. Rhino, though, is fighting back. Diener gets in the ring to distract the ref, and Joe Doering starts attacking Rhino's leg. Eric Young then picks up the win, obviously, but he won't break the hold that he has. Diener comes in the ring and starts attacking Cousin Jake. Eric Young then places Rhino's ankle in a chair, and Joe Doering stomps on it twice. Eric Young then tells Cousin Jake to open his eyes. So they're still wreaking havoc, Violent by Design. Obviously, Cousin Jake and Rhino are their targets at this point. It seems like Eric Young wants to recruit Cousin Jake. I really want to see Cousin Jake stand on his own here for a little bit, because he is a really good talent, and I hope that he doesn't get bogged down by this. He has an opportunity to really, I think, step it up here on the roster, and I'd like to see him take that opportunity. Then we go back to footage from last Saturday, and Gia Miller is interviewing Rich Swann, and Moose enters. Gia asks Moose the same question she asked Rich, his opinion on tonight's match. Moose is silent, and then he attacks Rich Swann. He says, "I kept my promise. I was your partner from bell to bell. Your title will soon be mine." We then see a video message from Rich Swann, and he says he's done playing games, and he says, "You want to be the real world champ, Moose? I'll give you an opportunity tonight." So they're gonna finally come face to face. Not sure why it's taken this long. I mean, Rich Swann says he's been busy with Kenny Omega, but Moose has been a thorn in Rich's side for quite some time, even before Kenny Omega entered the picture. So this has taken quite a while. I don't think it needed the build up because it's not that exciting, but we're going to see something tonight happen. Next, we see AC Romero and Johnny Bravo finding Tommy Dreamer backstage. AC says that Larry D was set up. He found some ring rust cologne in the Knockouts locker room. He says someone used it to turn Larry into Lawrence D in order to shoot Bravo. He said, I learned fingerprint analysis in wrestling school, and Tommy Dreamer is interested in what he has to say. The Good Brothers then come down to the ring for an in-ring promo. Carl Anderson says, how many more times do we have to do it? Doc Gallows says they make history. Carl Anderson says, we did it again with Kenny Omega. We make worldwide news. Doc says, we are the placeholders in Impact, and we have the magic recipe, a magic killer, a 1-2-3, and a 2-sweet. Chris Sabin then interrupts, and he says, you know, I know you guys want to treat Impact as your private party bus, but those belts belong to the Motor City Machine Guns. I wasn't pinned. Alex Shelley wasn't pinned. We want a rematch. Doc says, it makes sense that you want to do business with us, but you have no partner. Chris Sabin says, Alex Shelley isn't here, but I have a partner who knows a lot about tag team wrestling. Out comes Cowboy James Storm, and he joins Chris Sabin. They go to the ring. James Storm says, let me introduce ourselves. Chris Sabin, one half of one of the best Impact tag teams ever, X Division champion, former world champion. Me, I'm a simple man, beer drinking, moonshine drinking, deer skinning, Johnny Cash listening, son of a bitch from Middle Tennessee. Cowboy motherfucking James Storm. We want those titles. Time to put up or shut up. Sorry about your damn. And then he gets interrupted by Matt Hardy and Private Party from All Elite. Matt Hardy says, the iconic Matt Hardy has returned to the Impact Zone. I represent Private Party. Tomorrow we have a huge match on Dynamite against Matt Sydal and Top Flight. Thought my guys should have a warm-up match first. I'll take 50% and 50% from each of these guys tonight, and then 30% tomorrow. James Storm says, warm-up match? This is a private conversation, not a private party. Matt Hardy says, don't speak to them. They're too inexperienced. You guys should be thanking me. In 2016, I saved the company from going bankrupt. You have a job because of me. I think Private Party should face the Good Brothers. Me and my brother never lost those Impact titles. Impact stripped us with some teleportation thing. The Good Brothers say, there's three tag teams here. Only one have the titles. You two face off. Matt Hardy says, Private Party will win by any means necessary, and the truth is the truth. So it looks like we're going to see Private Party versus Chris Sabin and Cowboy James Storm tonight. Can't say that I saw that coming at all. Yeah, I'm okay with this angle for sure. I like it. Next, we see Gia Miller backstage with Matt Cardona. Matt Cardona says, everyone is asking me why I'm here. I'm here for an opportunity. I make the most of opportunities. I'm not proving anyone wrong. I'm proving my fans and myself right. Okay, so it looks like he's going to be sticking around for a little bit at least. We know that he doesn't have a long-term deal with Impact, so I'm not sure how long he's really going to be sticking around. Next, we go to Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz trying to convince Tennille Dashwood and Caleb to celebrate the Fire and Flavor Festival. Of course, Caleb and Tennille decline. Tasha Steelz offers a discount. Johnny Swinger appears when he hears discount, and he says, you two Brizzards are finally ready for the Johnny Swinger 2-for-1 special. Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz are disgusted. Kira Hogan says, you got cash? Maybe you could afford the platinum package to get in the ring with us. Johnny Swinger says he has no kizash, and Tasha Steelz recognizes his fanny pack. Balaba enters and says everyone knows that Johnny Swinger stole the money, but Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz stole the money from him. They then offer Balaba a package. Brian Myers enters and they offer him a package as well. He, of course, declines as well. And Falabaugh confronts Brian Myers, and Brian Myers offers him a match. Obviously, Falabaugh accepts. This was kind of funny at first, but it just went on too long. Yeah. The Fire and Flava Festival. Interesting. Next up is a match with Kimberly and Susan, with Deonna Purrazzo in their corner, versus Jordan Grace and Jazz. Kimberly goes after Jordan Grace, Susan after Jazz at the start, but Jordan Grace and Jazz are able to get control. Kimberly grabs Jordan Grace's hair and drops her down on the outside. Susan is keeping Jordan Grace in her corner. Susan and Kimberly with the double team. Jordan Grace with a Vader splash to Susan. Jazz then gets in there and hits a DDT to Susan for a near fall. Kimberly throws Jordan Grace out of the ring and distracts the ref. Deonna Purrazzo gets up on the apron. Susan sends Jazz into Deonna Purrazzo's title, and Susan with the pin and the win. Nah, I couldn't care less about this match. Susan appears to be the more intelligent of Soo Young's personalities, so we got to see that, but this wasn't too interesting at all. It was what it was. Next, we go to Gia Miller with Taya Valkyrie. Taya Valkyrie says, "What's next for me? Deonna Purrazzo, Susan, and Kimberly play dirty, but I can too." Johnny Bravo interrupts, and he says, "I never knew how dirty you'd get." Taya Valkyrie asks what he's talking about, and Johnny Bravo says, "He says that Larry D shot him." Taya Valkyrie says, "I had nothing to do with that." At this point, Tommy Dreamer and AC Romero interrupt. Tommy Dreamer says, "Your prints were on the ring rust in your bag. Your prints were on the gun. We even have GTV footage." Nice little shout out there to people that remember GTV. Taya Valkyrie says, "You're right, I did it. I never supported yours and Rosemary's relationship. I was trying to save her. You've been useless since day one. My only regret is that you didn't die." Johnny Bravo is shocked, and Tommy Dreamer calls for the police. Taya Valkyrie says no, but she gets taken away. AC Romero says, "Where are they taking her?" Tommy Dreamer says, "If she's lucky, she'll go to Jacksonville State, aka Elite. But for what she did, I think she'll be sent to Stanford Maximum Penitentiary for 2 years with an option for that'll change someone, WWE. AC Romero says, "I hope she doesn't go to Baltimore, aka Ring of Honor." So that, my friends, well, let's just take it to the next scene here. Taya Valkyrie then is being escorted away by the cops. Rosemary stops them and tells them to back off. Rosemary says, "What have you done?" Taya says, "I couldn't let you marry him." Rosemary says, "But we had a plan." Taya says, "I'm sorry. I should have told you. No matter where I go, your friendship is one of my biggest accomplishments here in Impact." They hug, and Taya Valkyrie goes away with the cops. Crazy Steve comes to comfort Rosemary. Rosemary says, "This is why we don't have friends. Never works out for us. Does that frighten you?" Crazy Steve says, "Frighten me? That excites me." And they leave together. So that, my friends, is the end of the murder mystery. Thank you. I'm more than ready for that to be done. And Taya Valkyrie is done with Impact. Not sure where she's going. I knew that her contract was coming up, but I hadn't heard either way, and I wasn't sure if she was resigning, what was going on there. But I guess she is going somewhere else. I wish her the best of luck. I would hope that she goes to All Elite. As a veteran, she could definitely help out that women's division. Oh my God, she would be great in there. She's not my favorite wrestler, but she's great. I will admit that. So good luck, Taya Valkyrie. We'll miss ya. Next up is our weekly paid All Elite ad with Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone shows us that this is actually being shot in a real production studio in their control center. Nice little shot to Impact there. He introduces Tony Khan. Tony Khan is with Jerry Lynn. He says it's great to be on Impact via these ads. Him and Jerry Lynn are watching closely. Matt Hardy was sent there with Private Party, and Tony Khan then hypes up Private Party. Tony Schiavone breaks down this week's Dynamite card. Tony Khan says Private Party has a chance to become Impact Tag Team number one contenders. Matt Hardy is my answer to the stuff Impact has been pulling. Can I out-Carney Impact? No, I'm not a carny. But Matt Hardy is the biggest carny. He is so greedy. You know what? I'm going to pay for another ad this week. And he says, Matt Hardy, I'm scouting this match and I expect results. Jerry Lynn then thinks it's a good idea and they head to the ring area. So yeah, they're going to go scout this. Nice to see Jerry Lynn back on Impact. He was back in Impact way back in TNA. I've always liked Jerry Lynn. I was excited to see him back here. Next, we go to Impact World Champ Rich Swann. He says that Hard to Kill, I felt the pressure. I live and thrive on that pressure. Chris Sabin and I left our hearts in that ring. Moose showed up and delivered, but I couldn't trust him after everything he's done over the last 8 months. Moose, you've got my attention. Moose comes down to the ring and he says, I know you're angry. People tend to make decisions when they're angry. People tend to make bad decisions when they're angry, and those decisions make me angry. Just ask Willie Mack. Nothing is settled until I get my title shot. Rich Swann is like, why do you think I called you out here, you idiot? Let's do this now. Moose says, it doesn't work like that. You're on my time. Rich Swann says, well, what do we do now? And he punches Moose. Moose backs Rich Swann into the corner. Rich Swann with a kick and starts taking it to Moose and then delivers the Phoenix Splash. Like I said, Kenny Omega has not been in Impact for 8 months. I'm not sure why they're coming face to face now. Like, this build up, like I said, is unnecessary. Yeah, I don't care either way here. Either way. Anyways, Rohit then finds Scott D'Amore backstage. TJP walks in with the X Division title. Rohit says, you screwed me. TJP is manic. And Scott D'Amore says, of course it is. Don't you have a subscription to Impact Plus? Rohit says, this is ridiculous. He didn't deserve opportunities, but I'm here for mine. Scott D'Amore says, how about this? In 2 weeks, TJP versus Rohit Raju. Rohit leaves. And Scott D'Amore says, you think I should tell him it's a non-title match? TJP says he'll figure it out. So quite clearly, as we all know all along, Scott D'Amore and TJP have been in cahoots. There's no big shocker there. I guess Rohit's finally just figuring this out. I don't know. Next, we see Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz with Alicia Edwards. Kiera Hogan says they have no more deals. Alicia says, you can find something for me. And she's going to be their new MC. They then find a ref backstage and they try selling him some packages. They say he gets a freebie. Silver, they get to be in the crowd. Platinum, they get to go in the ring. Havoc then walks up and says she wants the platinum. She's told it's sold out. Nevaeh says she wants the silver. And again, that's sold out. Kiera Hogan offers them the copper package where they can sit at home and watch it on television. They then leave. This, I don't know. I don't like this. Like, they're spending too much time with these stupid fire and flavor packages. These are kind of long little bits. I don't get it. It's not great. I get that they're the new Knockouts tag team champions, but wow, like, the amount of time being delivered for little skits and stuff that aren't even that great kind of blows my mind a little bit. Kind of blows my mind too that Havoc and Nevaeh, I mean, they quite clearly will do whatever, even if they have to buy a package to get into the ring with these girls, but they're just being blown off. And it doesn't seem to me like Havoc and Nevaeh are the types of girls that you just want to blow off like that. I was a little bit surprised that they didn't get more upset here and go on the attack, but we'll wait and see. I think we need to have a little bit of patience there. Next up was Brian Myers versus Fall Aba. Brian Myers looks to take down Fall Aba. Not happening. Fall Aba with a slam and a leg drop for a near fall. Fall Aba squishes Brian Myers in the corner. Then Fall Aba accidentally pokes Brian Myers' eyes. Brian Myers moves the ref out of the way, gives Fall Aba a low blow behind the ref's back. Brian Myers with a clothesline for the win. Again, nothing too shocking there. We all know this is the style that Brian Myers is relying on a lot. No shockers there at all. Next, we see Gia Miller backstage with Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. Ace Austin says Hard to Kill was a tragedy. Couldn't agree more. He says there's a lot of eyes on Impact and they didn't put their best foot forward. Like, I was on the pre-show panel watching Josh Alexander doing collegiate wrestling. Like, no one even pays to see that. He says, Josh Alexander was the weak link in the North. He says, then I try to get into the big money title match, but nope, I get Matt Cardona. Like, Matt was paid not to wrestle. People pay money to see Ace Austin. Josh Alexander then interrupts, and he says he's going to give Ace a free lesson. Nothing is given in this business. It's earned. I'm the guy to make sure that you don't reach your potential. Josh Alexander then shoves Ace Austin. Madman Fulton attacks Josh Alexander from behind. Ace Austin and Madman double team Josh Alexander, and Matt Cardona comes out for the save. Like I said, nothing too surprising there. I hope Ace Austin gets the better of Matt Cardona, because I think he deserves it. He's a real attraction for Impact. He is. I know he brags about it, but he has a lot of talent, this guy, and he's really young. And I think that, a program with Matt Cardona where he gets over can only help him move further up the roster. Then we see footage of the barbed wire massacre match. We then see Eddie Edwards getting checked out by the doctor. The doctor says, you should cancel all future barbed wire matches. Brian Myers walks in demanding treatment, you know, for his poked eye. The doctor says he's fine. And Brian Myers says, look, no one told you to have a barbed wire match. You're just a backyard wrestler. Eddie Edwards says, how about next week this backyard wrestler shows you what professional wrestling looks like? And Brian Myers says, you're lucky I'm not medically cleared right now. So these two are going to be going at it. That should be interesting there. A little different feud. So I'm interested to see where that goes. Next up is the main event of the evening. It is Chris Sabin and James Storm versus Private Party with Matt Hardy. Chris Sabin and Isaiah Cassidy start off. It's just move and counter move at the start. Matt Hardy starts yelling at Isaiah Cassidy, by any means necessary. Private Party start double teaming Chris Sabin. Private Party actually did a lot of double teaming in this match. I'm kind of confused why the ref allowed it. James Storm in, he gets some offense in, ends up getting double team by Private Party. Then Tony Khan and Jerry Lynn come down to sit ringside. Isaiah Cassidy is choking James Storm in his corner while the ref is distracted by Chris Sabin. Again, lots of double teaming on James Storm. Chris Sabin then starts taking on Private Party. Chris Sabin with a drop kick to Marquen's head. James Storm with a lung blower to Marquen for a near fall. It's funny here because Private Party was really dominant and it just didn't make sense to me. Like, Chris Sabin and James Storm, like, are definitely better wrestlers than what was being shown. Like, they were falling for everything Private Party was doing, which, no, that's really not believable at all. And just the amount of double teaming that was allowed was just kind of unreal to me. Everything Chris Sabin and James Storm try is countered to. And at what point did Private Party become that experienced? I don't know. Marquen takes out James Storm on the outside. Jerry Lynn then goes up and he holds Chris Sabin's foot on the top rope. The Private Party hit Gin and Juice to Chris Sabin for the win. Private Party are the new number one contenders for the Impact Tag Team titles. The Good Brothers then are on the ramp. They come down to the ring. The Good Brothers and Private Party stare each other down. James Storm goes after Carl Anderson. Chris Sabin and Private Party go after Doc Gallows, and we end with all six of them going at it. So I didn't see this last match coming, but again, I didn't know Matt Hardy and Private Party were going to be on Impact. Makes sense. I like seeing Tony Khan and Jerry Lynn out there as well. Like I said, this was a little different episode of Impact. We said goodbye to Ty Valkyrie. We're seeing some new faces in. It was pretty good. It was definitely better than Hard to Kill, but that wasn't hard to beat by any way, shape, or form. I don't know, Impact. You got to get more consistent. And like I said on the last show, I really try to get new eyes on the product because I believe in what they're doing. But after Hard to Kill, man, that was like a slap to the face. And now you got another uphill battle, I feel. So I hope you're up to the challenge. I hope you guys enjoyed this review. I'm sorry it's a little bit late. This week has been a little bit chaotic. I would like to invite you guys to check out all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We are really killing it over there and we appreciate all the support. So continue to please support us. Also, this upcoming Sunday is the Royal Rumble. Jonathan Wanglin and I will be on the Royal Rumble yet again. We will be doing a post show there. So check out the Royal Rumble to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. I hope you guys take care of one another. And just remember, it's all one love.